Yeah, I thought you said no more, like, no punts. We had three at the first quarter, man.
Tell me about it. It's just preseason.
Oh, no, no.
We wanted to get you a couple of
Yeah, thank you.
We want you to work, you know, in the stadium.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
Let's do it. Like that, ref? That was pretty sweet, right?
He did say like that, ref, didn't he? Like that, ref? Pretty sweet. Guy doesn't get nervous before games. He's just balling. That's Caleb Williams.
You know what was interesting is how many people were left hanging yesterday in the Hard Knocks episode. Like, if you go back and watch it, there were a bunch of, like, people waiting on fist bumps or high fives. Eventually, they showed up, but there were definitely people left hanging.
Don't like that.
Like inside of the meeting, like when they finish the trade, one of the guys like reaches off from the table to fist bump the guy, and he just has to wait. And then he finally turns his way, and then he gives him the bump.
My favorite one of those in Chicago sports history. Do you remember the Scottie Pippen dunk on Patrick Ewing?
Yes.
When he teabags him, you know, just completely walks over his face.
Oh, we can say that on the radio?
I don't think you can.
And everybody's coming up to Pippen, and then there's like a beat, and then Randy Brown comes up to get a high five, and Pippen just walks right by him. He's like, no, I'm good with high fives now.
It's no Tom reason. Brady that usually gets left hanging, right?
Famously,
even though he's, you know, Tom Brady and stuff.
That's funny. Like, that's a funny bit. But you're right. I didn't think about that. There's a lot of that. And frankly, as a person who likes to be a good teammate, it offends my sensibilities.
You're big into high fives, and that's one of the things I like about you.
Yeah, it's also
very dorky, but I am.
Are you that way when you clink glasses on a toast? Everybody's got to get everybody, or you go in a circle and make sure everybody at least has touched a glass that has touched the other glasses.
I think that it's okay. Is everyone doesn't have to touch up. If you have like a large group, it can get, like when we had dinner with Terry, like that was too many people to make sure that everyone touched up. As long as you get a little love from somebody, you're good.
I don't know.
This is how it is in church with peace be with you. Like, you can't say that to everybody. You just say it to the people who want to say it back and, like, who's around you.
I didn't know what to do the first time that I was at a service and they did that. I was like, hey, thanks and stuff.
It's just a religious what's up.
Right.
Yep.
No, it's cool. I like it.
But it's same concept.
And I say, hey, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
So that's the next song during the break. I kind of am disturbed that we went with it and just still played Love Roller Coaster after the end of that roller coaster.
Had to.
Am I wrong? That song is called What's Up, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I, like, sometimes I'm like, wait, it's not called that. It's called something else. But no, it's called What's Up.
No, I love that song.
I always think that it's called What's Going On.
Everybody does.
Well, What's Going On is a Marvin Gaye song, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, what's going on?
But there's many songs that have the same name, but they're different songs.
Yes.
What's like, WAP?
Who sings?
Only one of those.
Oh, wait.
What? All right, Matt Eberflus. Yes. Well, when I think of WAP, I think immediately of the Bears head coach.
No.
It's part of his makeover. Here.
Dear God, it's the most important hour of the show.
Good. So,
well, there's Dan ruining our shot at Matt Eberflus.
No, he's going to be awesome. He's going to be great. And he explained, why don't we do, let's first hear from Hard Knocks last night. Let's listen to Eberflus and Caleb Williams having their debriefing session, doing a little bit of film work after the Buffalo game.
So just to talk about your performance in terms of efficiency, why did you think you had success yesterday?
One, preparation. Mm-hmm. Two, confidence in it.
Right.
And I think three, just playing within the game.
Okay, spin around here. I just want to show you a couple plays. You can just spin that chair around. This is really good I love the play fake. This is what I was talking about. So tell me about your footwork here. You like your left foot?
Yeah, I would say. I got the vertical step I wanted. Power step, and then good ball fake. I had eyes around fast as possible.
Yeah, I like the speed you're coming out of here. Yeah, that makes it really hard on the defense, especially when you know you got that block.
Yeah.
And you're coming up with speed, and so is Cole.
Yeah.
You know, Cole's running with really good speed, too. You know, it's a good job on the pump. You know, you hold him up there a little bit. But so third and nine on this one. Tell me what you recognize about the coverage.
I recognize it was man, and I wanted to actually go to Rome before the play. I was thinking Rome was going to have a one-on-one with the one high. I thought...
Yeah, because it's single high all the way, right?
Yeah, I thought DeMar was going to just...
Big box?
Yeah, thought I was going to have the big box fade. Didn't.
What did the coverage go to?
Two-man.
That's right. So two-man, now you know that, hey, there's a little bit of a liability in there in terms of your running lanes.
Yep. And then stepped up, and I saw the C's part.
Yep. I think the slip and slide, so you got to go practice again a little bit. It's a little bit late on the kick.
That was pretty nice.
So what do you think you learned from that, from the whole experience yesterday?
Practice is harder than the game.
Well, you know what? It's true.
Yeah.
You know, practice is harder than the game.
Yeah.
Not really.
That was the only part where I was thinking... Tell me that in week 14.
Or tell me that after your third series of downs.
And let me ask you this. When he asked, do you like where your left foot is there? Did it sound like a teacher who thought it was in the right place?
No, it sounded very much like that's not what we teach you.
Uh-huh.
Hey, why don't you switch your formation out of the shotgun and your footwork and see how that works out for you, and maybe it won't be great, and then we'll all be sitting here wondering what's happening a year from now?
He kind of had a dad tone there. Like, did you make a good decision? You know, you like where your foot is there? Yeah. And there's a pause, and it sounded like maybe coach didn't like where his foot was.
He also didn't like his he didn't like the slide.
No.
Like and I think that's on them. Like the concept of them trying that on the slip and slide to me is not the way, yo. Like that's not how you do's it.
I know. Why don't you just replicate it on the Soldier Field turf? There's one thing Matt Eberflus has been spot on about. Another thing we should probably discuss with him is that Soldier Field turf. You know, they switched to Bermuda, and it's been a lot better ever since. And it makes me wonder if they just can't practice on something similar at Halas.
Well, I mean, there's all kinds of baseball sliding pads and stuff. I don't know if major league teams still practice sliding, but there are some levels.
That's what they should be working on. They should be working on a sliding pad, not a slip and slide, because of that's not...
Everybody got mad at me when I said that.
Okay, I don't think that's the only drill they did for that. I'm going crazy if that's the only one that they did.
I don't think it's a good drill to do at all.
The real one isn't TV friendly for an HBO viewer. The real one is for geeks like us.
I don't know, though, because I feel like we've seen slide stuff before on Hard Knocks. And it's been slide pads.
Are we all just going to ignore the previous quarterback sliding? That would indicate that perhaps this is their only drill.
Yeah, and he actually does have a background in baseball, and his slides were bad.
His slide was a drag jazz split.
He would always be too upright where people could take and did take shots at him.
It was the way the back
and they would never get flagged.
Yeah, well... A whole other discussion. It was the way the back leg dragged, too. But I think about that. You know, that was something that always concerned me, was that slide. So I'm hoping that they do the other drills to figure that out.
Yeah, I just thought that Justin Fields slid with his just too much upper body in an L shape to his legs, where you want to really get down, 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 like you're like one of those... Fast and the Furious stunts with a motorcycle having to get underneath a semi that's swinging around.
You know, you've never seen a Fast and Furious movie.
You know what I'm talking about.
Have you, though?
I've seen the trailers.
No, you got to watch one.
No.
What time is your flight?
Family.
What time is your flight?
5:55.
The first one's an actual
I'm getting right home. I'm packing. I'm leaving.
I think you should.
It's legitimately a good movie.
The first one is good. I think you should watch one of them on the plane. Whichever one is available, I think you should watch it.
I'm watching a Fast and the Furious movie.
It's a perfect plane movie, especially for that flight.
You can't leave. You've got to watch the whole thing.
No, I got work I got to do. I got things I got to put together. We're doing the podcast tomorrow, and I haven't done my stuff yet, and I got a bunch of things I got
to
do.
Sounds like the Fast and the Furious to me. Who's on the same flight with Dan? Is it you, Ray?
Yeah, Ray is.
You got to make sure that he watches it.
All right, Dan, I'm going to distract you from all your busy work.
No,
and I'm going to make sure we watch it. We're going to share earbuds and watch it.
I'm getting my stuff.
When I flew with Dan.
Have a martini or a Bloody Mary or something. You're not doing any work.
I just got some inside info from our friend Jason Leisure.
Yes.
They have at least one field with the same grass at Hallis that they have at Soldier Field, Tahoma 31. Thank you, Jason.
Hogue actually asked him about this in a presser earlier this season. I was trying to find it, but it's such a vague cut.
Wait,
that I couldn't.
Make the point you were going to make before. What are you saying about
no,
me?
When I flew with you to Vegas last time,
This
is what I'm going to say to Ray. Like, you were the one instigating. I was perfectly fine to chill at the gate, and Dan's like, oh, let's go get some drinks. And I already had a couple, so all right, whatever. And then on the plane, you're going, let's get more drinks. Okay.
Well, I made, you
You're
know.
The one that opened the bottle of Jack in the limo, too.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, my, I'm not doing
You're saying you're going to do
work. What are you getting in mind tonight over here?
I got work to do.
We're watching Fast and Furious, Dan. It's happening.
Dan just wants to look at more stats on Javonte Green. He's not coming back.
You have to be
He's
very clear,
He's following his
though,
biggest
Ray,
fan.
Because there's two movies. One of them is The Fast and the Furious. And the other one is Fast and Furious.
Now, Fast and Furious is the original, is it not? Or is it the?
No, I think The Fast and the Furious is the original.
All right, we got to go with that OG.
I think Fast and Furious is 6.
Studs is ruining the whole
thing. Listen here.
You understand. When we actually, once we hit the road, you know, things are different. Things are real, especially, you know, we don't have to work after, you know.
You just said you have work to do.
I mean, I do today, but maybe I can get
He's
it done quickly.
He's not going to do work.
Yeah, I am.
His work is reading about Javonte.
Hey, we're going to watch all. We're going to go all the way to Tokyo Drift, Dan. We're going to watch like three of these things.
Take him to space. Take him to the one where they go to space.
I didn't even
That's
watch that
nine.
One.
No, and I'm not ending up at the Mantis with you guys either.
The Come Mantis on. Is awesome.
I know. You're going to make your pilgrimage to the Mantis. It's like your personal Hajj.
I think... You know, they're just goals, okay? And, like, maybe she represents a life goal. Spitfire people, rock out to some Def Leppard, and, you know,
so,
bite somebody's
So the
head
Fast
off.
And the Furious is the life. First movie.
Okay.
Fast and Furious is number 4.
It makes total sense.
Sure.
Which one is the one where they go to space?
Well, that's like Rocky
that's
Balboa is the 6th movie, right? You had Rocky and then Rocky Balboa later. I don't know.
It's actually a good movie.
Well, we're going to Circa in Vegas.
If you haven't figured that out yet.
We're going today. Our shows are tomorrow and Friday. The three of us are going to be there for the Ultimate Contest weekend ahead of the football season, part of Radio Row, where over 30 of your favorite radio stations, podcasts, and videocasts will be talking about Circa Survivor, Circa Million, and the upcoming football season. Any entrant in the contest can take part in parties across the Circa properties, including Stadium Swim, Bar Canada, and more. So don't miss the Circa preview panel on August 24th. Some of the top experts in the football world will be previewing the upcoming season and giving you some of their best bets. If you want to experience this with us, go to CircaLasVegas.com for more info. We had more Eberflus that we wanted to play. We heard him talking to Caleb Williams. And this is his larger picture assessment of his biggest takeaway on how Caleb Williams has been in the preseason.
Just the process to be able to get, you know, into the huddle, make the call, be clean, get to the line, you know, look at the shot clock and say, okay, this is a little bit low, and move guys around fast enough to get the snap off, have awareness, you know, and then really do a good job of at the line of scrimmage to be able to adjust to what the defense gives you. You know, and make your adjustments from there. And I think it's been clean. And then post-snap, I think he's been relatively good in terms of going through his progressions. you know, making good decisions, you know, taking care of the football in the pocket with two hands and moving around there when he has to have to do that. But overall, I thought a good preseason for him.
Shane said yesterday that he's been pleased with how when Caleb comes off, even before he gets the Surface Pro to look at the play, he's already knows what went wrong, how he can diagnose it. How have you noticed him in just that learning on the fly and being able to diagnose what went wrong without being told this is what went wrong?
Yeah, I think once he's learned the offense and knows where everybody's supposed to be, then he can really start to dissect of where the breakdown happened or what the case may be. But he's always done a really good job of that. He can see a lot of things and chunk a lot of information on the field for sure. You know, he's always been great at that, understanding space and where people are. And he's been really doing a good job of coaching the other guys and helping those other guys. And they've been helping him. So it's been a process of, you know, two-way communication. So it's been good.
From the moment you drafted Caleb and made him the number one quarterback to now, what is it about him that has made this plan look like it's going to work?
Well, he's a great learner, very smart. He works really hard, but he's also able to work with others. You know, he's compatible personality-wise, instinct-wise, to be able to communicate with people, and his willingness to learn. You know, some people like, you know, you first time you meet him, it's like, man, this guy is a know-it-all. You know what I mean? You get that feeling? Not about any of you guys, and, you know, it kind of turns you off, right, a little bit. He is not that way at all. You know, this guy has had tremendous success, you know, Heisman, first pick in the draft, very successful as a college player. And, you know, and his willingness to learn is second to none. I mean, he just wants to grab the information, learn, and get better. And when he does have adversity, he rises to the challenge, and that's what you want from your quarterback.
All green lights so far. Everything's still good. What are you guys giggling about over there?
Oh, it sounds like Coach Eberflus thought Caleb was a little bit of a know-it-all, then said, you ever just meet somebody and just say to yourself, wow, they really think they know it all?
Man, he's going to hate Friday.
Well, didn't they say that when they went out, when they first met him and they went for sushi, right, that Caleb said, I got it. You got to get this role. You got to get that role. He, like, ordered for everybody.
And they were like, how old are you? How much sushi have you had?
Well, the one that the dissenting opinion on the sushi apparently was Ian Cunningham. He was the one
that's
was like.
That's his job, right?
I guess it is the job, right?
Doesn't that fit exactly what he does with Pace? Like, no, don't. No,
I like it.
No, that Ian was like, yeah, how much sushi has this young man had? Like, he thinks he knows. But that's all right. I kind of like it because he felt like, look, let me show you guys around. This is how I roll.
I think it's a baller move. I really do.
But I thought about this a lot. The Bird Streets Club outing, like, Matt Eberflus and Ryan Poles at Bird Street. And, of course, I just picture them in Bears gear. Like, the Bears quarters in. And they're just standing there, like, going over some film.
I don't know, man. Now that we know what Flus is like at the party scene at his house, I'm thinking he's dressed up like West Side Mike going to these things.
Okay, West Side Mike.
Hot garbage.
West Side Mike's birthday picture was elite.
That man is 60 years old and
works out a lot.
In better shape than anybody.
He's ripped, absolutely rocked up.
Yeah, you don't pull off that suit without, like, working hard. Happy birthday, West Side Mike. I'm sorry I'm a couple days late. I'm with you, though. Matt Eberflus party game, with your palatial estate on the lake. It's tough, man. It's tough. You got the fade, you got the beard. Y'all are looking stylish.
Okay, got bottle service, right? What are we getting? Velvet rope, right? Okay.
Our culture is awesome.
I did wonder at Bird Streets who's running that show. Just curious.